day, and welcome to the Ahluwalia Contracts Q3 FY23 results conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please note that a copy of disclosure is available on the investor session of website as well as the stock exchange. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects outlook towards future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, I welcome you all to Ahluwalia Contracts Q3 FY23 and 9-month FY23 post-result con call. To discuss the current state of affairs and the way forward, we have from the management with us Mr. Shobhit Uppal, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Vikas Ahluwalia, Whole-time Director, Mr. Satbeer Singh, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, and then we'll follow it up with the interactive Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome, everybody. Satbeer, can you make the opening remarks?
Yes, yes. This is Ahluwalia Contracts announced financial results for quarter three financial 2023. During the year quarter three financial 2023, the company achieved turnover of rupees 743.25 crore and PAT of rupees 45.01 crore in comparison to turnover of rupees 683.50 crore and PAT of rupees 42.33 crore in quarter three financial year 2022. EPS of the company for quarter three financial 2023 is rupees 6.72 compared to rupees 6.32 in corresponding last quarter. During quarter three financial 2023, company's EBITDA margin is 10.53% as compared to 10.989%, and PAT margin 6.06% as compared to 6.919% in the corresponding period. During the 9-month financial year 2023, the company achieved turnover of rupees 1,975.34 crore and PAT of rupees 121.95 crore in comparison to turnover of rupees 1,961.60 crore and PAT of rupees 112.90 crore during 9 months ended financial year 2022. EPS of the company for 9 months financial year 2023 is rupees 18.20 compared to rupees 16.185 in 9 months ended financial year 2022. During 9 months financial 2023, the company EBITDA margin is 10.86% as compared to 10.75%, and PAT margin is 6.17% as compared to 5.76% in the corresponding period. Net order book of the company is rupees 8,113.14 crore to be executed in next 24-30 months. Total order inflow during current year till date is 4,017.63 crore, and we are L1 in one project amounting to rupees 663 crore. Besides that, general information, this is our working capital days is 63 days, and cash position is 297.68 crore. Bank position is 168.83 crore. Retention money is 193.27 crore. Mobilization advance, 283.96 crore. Unbilled revenue, 415.86 crore. Inventory, 231.21 crore. Debtors are 456.76 crore. And retention money total 193.27 crore. Trade payables, 662.76 crore. Interest-bearing mobilization advance is 41%. Fixed price contract is 20%. Regarding order book, this is segment-wise. Commercial, 6.73%. Infrastructure, 11.75%. Institutional, 39.82%. Residential, 11.56%. Hospital, 29.35%. Hotel, 0.79%. Regarding sector-wise, government 82.46%, private 17.54%. And region wise, east 41.98%, north 35.82%, west 11.46%, south 5.30%, and overseas 5.44%. And now you may proceed, please.
Hello. We are ready to take questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of order inflow, especially for the 9 months. My first question is on the revenue guidance. I think we were expecting some incremental QOQ, substantial jump, which hasn't happened in this quarter. Can expect the Q4 to be slightly better, and are you still holding on to the margin of revenue guidance, or are you revising it?
Yeah, hi Mohit. We are holding on to our revenue guidance of 10-15% year on year. If you see, we have jumped from the last quarter, we have jumped more than 20%, and traditionally the fourth quarter always the run rate is the highest. So yeah, we think we will cross 3,000 crores as the revenue in our entire financial year.
Mm-hmm. And margin guidance of 10%. Is that number right, sir?
Yes.
Second question is on the order inflow. Of course, we had a very, very good fiscal year till 9 months. How do you see Q4 and any large opportunities which you would like to highlight?
The pipeline is good, but we are being conservative going forward. I think there is a competitive intensity continues to be high. So since we already have a good order book, appetite is, we are not that hungry. So, but still, we are bidding. There are a few marquee private sector clients for whom we've submitted bids. Over the next couple of months, the focus is going to be more on private sector clients.
And based on the current order book, sir, how do you see revenue for FY24?
So I did say that there would be last time around that we would get a target of 15% growth in FY24.
Yeah, understood. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shravan Shah. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations for strong order inflow for this year. Sir, just wanted to clarify, you said for this year, we are looking at more than 3,000 crore revenues. So that comes to close to 12% kind of a growth. So just trying to understand, so to achieve that, we need at least 1,000 crore plus kind of a revenue in fourth quarter. So are we confident to?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you see, traditionally fourth quarter mein itna increase hota. We've done about 750 crores in Q3. So with a 20% jump. Between Q3 and Q2, there was a 20% jump. And we feel we can get that 20% jump.
Okay, that's great. Secondly, just in terms of the EBITDA margin, I think you last time mentioned a 12% including other income, and just in the answer to the previous participant, you said 10%. So just wanted to clarify because till now, in terms of the including other income, it is 10.9%. So just trying to...
11%. It's about 11% where it stands as of now. So I am giving a guidance that it will be around that figure.
Okay, 11%. So even for the next year, will it remain at 11% or will it...
It should go up. It should go up.
So closer to 12% that we are looking at.
Yes.
Okay. Just to clarify on the 663 crore L1, so is it the Tata Memorial Steel L1 or this is a separate order?
This is only Tata Memorial.
It is the same.
Okay, previously I think it was 710, so you mentioned 663, so just wanted to clarify, and any update in terms of when it will be getting converted into order?
We feel that maybe in it may happen in this financial year, towards the end of this financial year, end of March.
Okay, and in terms of the bid pipeline, what is it and how much is the private, and in terms of the central and state government, and do we see any further order inflow in 1.5 months?
Yeah, there should be maybe around 400 to 500 crores. My answer to this question, I did mention that we are now a little more focused on the private sector. So because we want to hedge our bets as far as state governments are concerned.
Okay, so then the bid pipeline at right now is how much, and how much is out of that is private?
It's about 3,000 crores, and about 40% is private.
Okay, 40% is private. And in terms of the CapEx, how much we have done for 9 months, and what is left? And because last time we were saying close to 50-60 crore for this year and next year, so just wanted to recheck on that.
Yeah, so Shravan, this year we've done a CapEx of about 80 crores because we have, because of the sudden jump in the order book, and a lot of new projects starting in new geographies like Bangalore, Assam, and also Maharashtra, we have exceeded our that is to be expected because of these new projects. So it's about 80 crores, and in the balance in the last quarter, it should be about 8 crores.
Okay, and next year will it come down to 50-60 crore?
It will come down.
Okay. Satbiji, sir, if you can repeat all the numbers, actually it was, I was not able to write it up in terms of order book and the balance sheet numbers. So if you, slowly, if you can speak up.
Yeah, please. This is working capital days is 63 days, and cash equivalent is 297.68 crores. Bank position is 158.83 crores. Retention money 193.27 crores. Mobilization advance 283.96 crores. Unbilled revenue 415.86 crores. Inventory 231.21 crores. And debtors is 456.76 crores. Interest bearing mobilization advance 41%. Trade payables 662.76 crores. Fixed price contract 20% approx. And besides that, you want order book also?
Yes, sir.
This is segment-wise commercial 6.73 crores, 73%, infrastructure 11.75%, institutional 39.82%, residential 11.56%, hospital 29.35%, hotel 0.79%, and above sector-wise, government 82.46%, private 17.54%. Region-wise, East region 41.98%, North region 35.82%, West 11.46%, South 5.30%, and Overseas 5.44%.
Okay, thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on a touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Question. So couple of questions from my side. First, what has been the payments from the state government? Are we seeing some challenges, etc. there, or they continue to be regular? And second, on the bid pipeline, which are the segments that we are targeting? You mentioned that we are maybe looking at more private sector orders going ahead. So will these be in the institutional segment, or are we open to taking orders even from the private residential side?
Yeah, hi Parvez. Bid pipeline, out of that, as I said, we focus on the private sector. Private sector, we bid for a few hospital projects, have bid and are bidding for a few hospital projects and some commercial projects. As far as the residential listing is concerned, we have slowly started looking at proven at residential developers with proven track record. We are doing our due diligence and we are not averse to taking up some jobs, but limited in number. What was your first question? I think I answered the second and third one.
So about the payment from the state government.
Yes, sorry. So yeah, situation is improved in this quarter. Bihar, I'll start with Bihar. There is a substantial improvement. The financial closure for the Basu project has happened, and the concerned department has got the first tranche of payments, and we will be getting that soon. As far as the two hospitals that we are doing, Nalanda, a preliminary inauguration was done by the Chief Minister with an eye to completing the entire project by May, June. And we have got about 100 crores of stuck payment last month in that project. Similarly, the Chhapra project, because that is the Deputy Chief Minister's constituency, we've been told funds will start flowing in that project also. So there's a substantial improvement in the R. As far as Bengal is concerned, we were doing three projects with the state government. The two projects are over, Milan Mela, where most of our payments have come in. As far as the auditorium is concerned, the bills are being certified. Our final bill is under check. That project is also complete. It's slated for inauguration in March. One project, housing project for IDCO, that project is going on and payment does not seem to be an issue there. So that is as far as payments to state governments are concerned. Another, we've made a foray into Assam. We are doing three projects for the state there. We have no cause for complaint.
Sure. And apart from this, so you touched upon the project in these three states. Would also be great if you could touch upon some of our other major projects like the Jammu, the Mandale Depot, and the other some of the hospital projects that we're doing.
Yeah, I should have mentioned Himachal also. We are doing two hospitals for the state government there. When the elections were happening, I mentioned in my last call, there were cash flow issues, but funds have started flowing there also. The Hamirpur project in Himachal, we are targeting in August 23 completion. And the Chamba, we are targeting a completion by October, November. As far as the Jammu hospital is concerned, we are also targeting a completion by the end of this year. The pace on that project is picked up, and since that is a central government project, funds have not been an issue there till now. As far as Mandale is concerned, work there is also progressing. And, if you've gone through the new order inflow detail, there is a 60 or 70 odd crore of structural steel work that has been added, obviously through a tender. So that project is proceeding fine now.
Great. Last question for Sadhbir ji. Sir, do we have any loans or borrowings in a balance?
No, zero.
Sure. Thanks. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is on margins. It's already almost 14 quarters now where we have not hit the double-digit mark in terms of EBITDA margin. Even last quarter, we said that second half, we are looking to improve our margins in the range of 12%-13%. And now again, we have downgraded it to 11%. Even third quarter has been weaker than first and second quarter in terms of EBITDA margin. So how do we read this EBITDA margin trajectory? Because we try to reiterate that things will be better in the coming quarters, but again, we actually are not able to improve on the margin. Now the commodity prices have actually reduced. Even then, we are not getting that margin benefit.
Hi, Parikshit. First of all, let me correct you. We have double-digit EBITDA margin, right?
This quarter, 9.6%, I think, the margin.
No, it's about as with other income stands at 9%.
I'm saying excluding other income.
Okay. So, if you exclude the other income, then yeah, it's at about 10%. Yeah. And there have been factors. Commodity prices, you mentioned commodity prices are yo-yoing. Again, the steel prices have gone up. Again, and so there is, so we have, as I said, by the end of the year, I've given a guidance of about 11%. And if you do a peer comparison, I think we are much above our peers. I have a chart in front of me, you know, if you look at the profit ratios or PAT ratios, we are much better off, right?
But why? So for new orders which is coming in now, so I assume that they are taken up, assuming the elevated.
Yeah, design build orders. It's now that, you know, the first 3 to 4 months go in designing. It's now, and you know, the infrastructure costs and everything is there. It's only now the orders that we've got in the last 2 quarters, we have broken ground on some, but on a large number of those projects, we'll be breaking ground now.
In terms of competitive intensities, and if I know in building segment, there are a handful of contractors who execute more than 300 or 400 crores projects. Single project, I would say there will be a handful of contractors, maybe 7, 8, 5 to 6, or maybe 5 to 10 maximum. But why the intensity still remains so high? So we know there are a few contractors who are largely positioned towards southern India, large order book, and there are a few in western, some are in north. So, but still we see that margin is much lower versus other EPC segments like roads and all, where we see 13-14% margin and where there are larger number of players present in those segments. Why in building segment we continue to see most of the developers, most of the players reporting only early double digit or high single digit kind of margin? So if you can give some color on competitive intensity, because what we understand, that demand continues to be very robust, the private real estate is doing so strong, seems to be on an upcycle. All the factors seems to be falling in place, especially on the demand side.
As I said last time, Parikshit, there is bound to be consolidation in the medium term here, because of the fact that the competitive intensity is high. That is why we are being very, very conservative and careful. As far as the road construction, this thing is concerned, the EBITDA margins may be high, but you see a lot of those players having cash flow issues, and they are now trying to move to the building segment, be it the Ashoka Buildcons of this world or other infra players like KEC. You see a lot of them, Dilip Buildcon, coming and even picking up private sector jobs in the building segment. So while I don't know, I'm not intimately involved with the road sector, but this is a pointer that obviously things are not hunky-dory there. As far as we are concerned, you know, why, or to answer your question about single digit margins or lower margins, I think to alleviate cash flow problems, people are bidding indiscriminately and trying to pick up more jobs to get at mobilization advances. We don't do that. In fact, if you heard the figure that Sadhir said, that we have actually
the mobilization advance is interest bearing is only 41%. We have only availed interest bearing advance on 40% of our jobs. Slowly but surely we're building cash reserves to ensure that we don't, you know, in the next 3 years or so, our target is to absolutely stop availing the mobilization, address bearing mobilization advances from various clients. So that is how we are consolidating. Another thing that we are doing is today we are present in 16 states. That's a question which you asked me in the past also. Why are we not going towards the southern part of the country? We are there now. We moved to Assam also, you know, so that we go into areas where the competitive intensity is less. The projects, three projects that we started in Assam, we feel our margins are going to be higher because proven and right construction companies there are lesser. Similarly, we started, we piggybacked on one of our existing clients, Amity. We started two campuses for them in southern part of the country, one in Hyderabad, one in Bangalore. So that is why I say that in the coming quarters, our margins, the midterm margins especially, is going to go up.
Okay. Sure, sir. Hope that we come back to our older margins of 12%, 13% range. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Parikshit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sandeep Sabarwal from asksandeepsabarwal.com. Please go ahead.
So, Paul, the good part obviously about Ahluwalia, unlike other construction companies, is your debt profile. You don't have any debt, whereas other companies are loaded onto debt. However, I think taking off from what the last participant asked, because this was a specific question I actually asked you in the last conference call on the quarter three margins, you said that from quarter three onwards it will be 12%. So now the only question I want to ask is that when you say talk about margins, how do you, is it a guesstimate or based on the projects you are doing, you estimate that? Because in 3 months, from what you said, you will achieve the actual margins are more than 1% lesser.
Yeah, so Mr. Sabarwal, it's not a guesstimate per se, but there is a certain degree of guessing involved. But there are projections that are made on every project, quarter on quarter, and they are reviewed. But as you know, if you are tracking this industry closely, as you know, there are number of factors which can't be planned for. I'll give you an example. In the last quarter, there was a strike, raw material strike in Bangalore, which lasted for almost a month. Right? So, A, not only did it impact our revenue, but it also impacted the pricing. When the crushers restarted again, the transporters hiked their prices by 20%. One. Secondly, you must be aware of when the work stops during the, it stopped in Delhi or NCR by the NGT. Now, while that happens every year, this year it happened in fits and starts, right? It was shut down for 7 days, then it started, shut down for 15 days, then it started, shut down for 7 days. So factors such as this can't really be planned. These do impact progress, do impact margins. And that is why, and it's not only that they impact Ahluwalia, they impact construction companies across the board.
Right. So I think all your points are very well taken. And in fact, if you could in the initial commentary also try to explain these issues, then I think the doubts would go away as such. But I think...
No, point taken. Point taken.
It's a very good company and I hope you do well in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sabarwal. And your point is well taken. We will, based on our projections or guidance, when we start off the call, we will bring all of you up to date on where we've been found lacking, on where we've exceeded our guidance. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ms. Deepika from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Congratulations on decent performance and strong order inflow in this quarter. My first question is regarding the order book. Now we see the most of the new orders are, as you said, are design and build, and the designing is going to take next 3 to 4 months. So what percentage of order book is executable in quarter four?
Sorry, Deepika, hi. Can you repeat that? You said what percentage of the order book is executable in quarter four? Is that what you said?
Yeah, in terms of revenue, because while the designing is going on, it won't contribute in revenue and margins, right?
No, not much. The revenue is and margins are minuscule for designing. Though we do get some payments when we submit our drawings, but it's not a large amount. So, as I said, a large part of this new order inflow happened in the last quarter. We should, like, to give you an example, we won the redevelopment for Chandigarh and Panchkula railway station. So, the designing has been happening for 2 months, so 2.5 months. We should break ground in this quarter on that project. Similarly, the Central University project in Dharamshala and Dera in Himachal, that also designed and environmental approval are through. We should be breaking ground in the month of March there. So I think barring about 700 to 800 crores worth of project where designing will happen in the last quarter and breaking of ground will happen in the first quarter of next financial year, we are good to go on all the other jobs.
Oh, very well, sir. So these new projects, again on margins, at what margins have you taken these new projects?
So as I mentioned in response to one of the earlier questions, in some of the newer states that we forayed into, say Bangalore, where we are piggybacking on a existing client, and Assam, the margins should be higher. But in other states or in Delhi, the margins are roughly on the lines that we are declaring now.
Very well, sir. Now, sir, most of the fixed price contracts shall be getting over in coming quarters, and the new projects will start. So, where do we see our margins for FY24, and that's excluding other income?
So, I did mention about 12%.
12%. Sorry, sir, you said 12%, right?
EBITDA, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just lastly, the status on NIIT Patna and Adani Data Center project, you can mention.
NIIT Patna, yeah, as I said, like, this is one of the projects which we won in the last quarter. Designing designs have been approved. We've broken ground. In fact, we've started the work on the structural package. There are totally about 32 buildings. We have started work on 11 buildings. And the other one, which was the other project you asked about?
Adani Data Center is happening.
And there, this is not a design build project. This is just a core and shell project with some finishing items. This has been going on. And total value of our job here is about 210 odd crores. And we have done a billing of about 60 crores here, 50, 55 crores. I think.
Yeah. We shall complete this project by this year end?
Yeah, the target is this year. And it's proceeding fine.
Okay.
There is no, we've seen no this thing from Adani's side to slow down the project. All payments are coming in.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. One question is on management profile and the work allocation between you, sir, and Mr. Shobhit and Mr. Vikas. So how exactly the work is divided between you, sir?
So the management functions are handled jointly, you know, in terms of reviewing of the administrative functions and functions such as supply chain control and audits. All the digitization and such functions are controlled by Mr. Vikas Aluwalia, as far as regional allocation or controls are concerned, Mr. Vikas Ahluwalia is handling Maharashtra, he's handling Assam, and he's handling all railway infrastructure projects. We have won one and we are bidding for a few others. As far as South is concerned, as far as East is concerned, and as far as NCR is concerned, that I am handling.
Okay. Sure, sir. And next is on, I think there was initial commentary, it was mentioned fixed price contract is 20% of the order book. Was that right number?
So please, can you comment on that?
You said 20% of fixed price contract.
20%?
Yes, 20%, 20% contract, that is coming out around 89% for this.
Okay, and sir, will you have this number for, I mean, like, you know, maybe 2-3 quarters away? Just trying to understand, like, you know, how exactly the new order win has been, if the number is available.
Hold for a moment.
Look, let me...
At the end of 20%, at the end of last quarter also, this is 20%, and quarter one, this is 15%.
Okay.
Let me also, and we will, if you reach out to Satbir separately, we'd like to clarify this further. Now, fixed price contract in a government or a public sector order means, like, say, NIT Patna, which has just started, right? This is a fixed price contract where there is no escalation. So typically, fixed price in a government order means that there is zero escalation. But in a private sector, fixed price, like say for instance, we're doing a project for Bharti at the AeroCity in Delhi. It's a fixed price contract. But for key materials, there are base prices. Do you understand? So, say for cement and steel, where the prices are very volatile, either like in Bharti's case, steel is being supplied by them. Free of cost.
Okay.
Right? So they bear the inflation. Cement, there is a base price. So any upward or downward movement of pricing is a pass-through. So this happens typically with a lot of private lines. Say for Amity, for instance, it's not only these two materials, but a host of other materials such as tiles, marble, you know, where the escalation is a pass-through.
Okay. Sure, sir. I'll connect with Mr. Singh. So, when you say 20% of the order book, so this will have both private and public.
Yeah, it would have both. Side. That's why I clarified this. Yeah.
Okay. Right, sir. Right. And this is one more clarification. Sorry for hopping on the same thing. I think the EBITDA margin is varying in the range of 9.5-10. We are saying it will be the same number, 9.5-10, for the next year, 12%.
Yes, and we are aiming or hoping to close this year at about 11%.
Okay, sure, sir. Yes, sir, that's all from my side. Thanks a lot for all the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Mr. Kanodia, your voice is a little low. Can you come a little closer to the phone?
Is it better now?
No, sir. It's still the same.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead now.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So, I just wanted a few, like, there was some disturbance, so I messed down on some numbers. So, just wanted to know what is the order book and order inflow?
The order book is 8,113 crore and the order inflow is 4,017 crore.
Sir, can you repeat the order inflow?
4,017 crore.
Okay. So, sir, what is the guidance for the fourth quarter for order inflow?
About 500 crores.
Okay, 500 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, so that were my questions. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mr. Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Mr. Sabit, just wanted to clarify, sir, what you are mentioning in terms of the EBITDA margin. I think you need to mention that it is including the other income. Without other
income,
because the previous participant who has asked, they were looking at without the other income, because that's the number normally as an analyst we look at, without other income. So that's what even the I think the Parikshit was also mentioning the same number, 9.6%, and you said that we this quarter had a double digit. So whatever the we are saying at 12% for next year, 24, that is including the other income.
Yes, it is. So please, we need to clarify this, and you know, whenever any investor reaches out to us, we should be clear. We should mention both actually. We'll correct.
Maybe from the next quarter you can talk about the margin without the other income and other income whatever. If you want to separately want to mention, you can mention.
We should, because our income is also our other income is also from our operations or related to operations. Let me put it that way. We don't have any other business. But anyway, I think your point is well taken, Parikshit. We will mention both separately. We will clarify this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Simal from Access Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question pertains to our Kota project that transport. So how that project is shaping up right now?
Vikas, you want to answer that?
Haji?
Kota.
Haji. Sorry, Abad in ki saaf nahi thi. I heard something, Kota. Can you just repeat? I could not hear you properly.
Yeah, this is about Kota project. How that is being shaping up currently?
So Kota is now, we have a nearly 85% occupancy, and you know, the renters are now coming better. In fact, post-COVID, the sales at the stores have been much better. And it's picking up. I mean, you know, for example, in December, January, we clocked the highest footfall at around 3.5 lakh people. And even on 26 January, it was something similar, and their sales have been good. In fact, we are now operationally, we are profit. If we remove the margin, you know, if you add that, we are operationally profit. It's operationally profit. I'm not using that word, you know. Depreciation, yeah. If you remove the depreciation from there, then yes, there is an operating profit.
Okay.
The mall is not self-sustaining now, in fact.
Okay. And one question, Sadhguruji. Sir, please prepare the earning presentation. Because last time also I requested for the earning presentation. This time also we have not got the earning presentation from your side.
We have uploaded already. You can see that.
Okay. Yeah. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is that, you know, while we have given some indication of the margins, in terms of the capital intensity of our business, so we run a fairly light capital business. Our asset turns, gross asset turns are probably exceeding 6 times. And so even at a margin of where we are, we do like 16-17% ROE. My question is that as we get into newer segments or newer states, is this a character of the business that we'll maintain, or we'll tend to invest more in CapEx and probably become a little more asset-heavy than what we have been in the past?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you connect to Shobhi again? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, connecting.
Please.
Mr. Shobhit Uppal is connected to the call again.
No,
yeah.
Hang on,
but this should be mentioned. Should I go ahead, sir, with my question?
Yes, please. I'm sorry, the call dropped, so I had to join in again.
Right.
Please go ahead, Ashish. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So my question was that while you have indicated the level of margins to expect at the EBITDA level, but also, you know, on the capital intensity of the business. So, you know, we have a fairly high asset turn, and despite the margins which are sub 10%, we still manage probably 16%-17% ROE thereabouts. So do we, as we diversify, as we get into newer states, as we get into newer segments, do we maintain this kind of a capital intensity, a very light capital intensity business? Or incrementally, we'll have to invest more in terms of CapEx, more in terms of working capital as well. So even though our margins may go up, but the capital intensity in the business may also actually increase. I mean, how to look at it from a two to three-year horizon?
So, yeah, I did mention that, you know, the last quarter, or we've invested close to about 40-odd crores, because we forayed into newer geographical locations. And, but I think this will slow down now. We will, in the last quarter, it will be about, in this Q4, that is, I'm talking about, it will be at 8 crores. And, I think our geographical footprint, will not increase as much, now going forward. We are already in 16 states. So, you know, we want to tread cautiously. So, in the following year, to be specific, in FY 2024, the CapEx will be lower than what we've done this year, or what we're going to do this year.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajat Sethia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with regards to the Kota project, any thoughts about selling that project at whatever value we get and deploy the same capital in our own business, where we can generate return on capitals of 15%-20%?
So we are not, we are not you know, selling investing in Kota anymore. If you know, again, like I said, if you depreciation is something that you consider, but now the mall is self-sufficient. In fact, I would also like to state that we are probably the first mall in Kota where we are running all the common area electricity on solar. So our electricity bill, which is one of the highest consumptions of, you know, capital or bill or whatever, is coming down significantly. So that is also adding to the margins and profit.
So, I mean, economics is certainly improving, and you are doing your best there, but we are, at the end of the day, we are not in the business of running the mall. So how do you look at that aspect? I mean, it's an asset in our books, which, you know, which is completely non-core from the point of view of us.
Yeah, that part I agree. So, you know, sometimes back we tried to, we did try to, you know, operate off our balance sheet, but it could not happen. So probably, you know, when the revenue start getting better, if there is a healthy interest from somebody, then we will look at the transaction.
Sure, understood. And the second question is about the investment property worth around 110 crore. I think some of that would be Kota project as well, right?
Yes, yes. This is Kota only.
It's only Kota?
Yes.
Okay, understood. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Now we go to the last question from the line of Mr. Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to know any progress in terms of the land monetization 4.7 acre that we have in Kolkata. So we were looking at previously either first priority was to sell or then last was to develop. So any progress, anything we want to sell?
At the moment it's status quo, but once we get clearances, you know, that is something that moves at its own pace in the state of Bengal, we will, in all probabilities, develop it. Because the upside is going to be better that way. It's very strategically located now. You have a metro station, you have a mall, and you have a couple of large residential complexes alongside. So at the moment, it's status quo.
But now we will look to develop ourselves and not to sell the land. So just trying to understand. So whenever
we've not firmed up our policy. We have started looking at how to get various approvals. But our initial research shows that the margins are going to be much higher, the returns are going to be much higher if we develop it ourselves. But it's not firmed up as yet. The land is there. It is there. Okay.
Yeah, true. But whenever we form up decision to develop, then in terms of the what broad in terms of the equity that we are looking at to invest.
We have not thought about it. There can be various models. As and when we form up our thought processes, we can tie up with the developer. Outright sale as things stand now, because we don't really need those funds, I don't think outright sale appears attractive to us.
Okay. No. My concern was if we will go into that asset heavy model in terms of going from the pure construction to the developer also model.
That we don't. It's not that we will go and become a developer and start developing projects, since this is a land which has appreciated significantly in value. We may, as a one-off, develop it either on our own or in partnerships with the local developer.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prem Khurana for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to host you all. Shobhit, any closing remarks that you would like to make?
No. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining in. And look forward to connecting with all of you again after the last quarter of this financial year. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.